producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Here we are again, right at the beginning of things, kicking it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, with everything that's happening, you have to wake up some days and say, you know, I'm actually glad I'm not in Congress right now. Don't you wake up like that?
I do, and then today I had actually two friends that called me, one Republican, one Democratic member person, and said, aren't you glad you're not there? It reminded me.
Yeah, exactly. So the latest thing is here. Obama invites all the leaders, Dems and the Republicans. In other words, McConnell and Boehner, your friend Boehner, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi to the White House for a sit-down to say, I don't need your vote for this ISIS campaign, just so you know. Was that a smart PR move on his part?
I mean, it's okay. He doesn't. If he would have said he needed their vote, they would have taken Boehner out on a stretcher in the emergency squad, because he doesn't want to vote. His conference is so divided. Just looking at the Republican side, you know, the Democratic side has divisions too, but the Republican side is just ready to do battle with each other. And so nobody in that building of, you know, the U.S. Capitol, our glorious Capitol, that no one wants to vote. So they were relieved to hear, I guarantee you, to hear President Obama say, I can do this with my own authority. I mean, look, John Boehner tried to sue the president if he made one little rule about a darter snail. You know, and now he's saying, oh, that's okay. You have the authority to do this.
Yeah, go ahead. Midterm elections. I got to leave it alone. I'm trying to save myself. I'm trying to save my party or my political hide anyway. So, you know, you look at the ISIS deal, the president prime time is going to address the nation. That's pretty serious stuff. And there's rumors flying around all over the place, including the fact that we may actually be dealing with Syrian rebels. How do we know who are the good rebels and who are the bad rebels? Are you kidding?
Well, this is the one, you know, I mean, the president was criticized. He doesn't have a strategy. He's going to have a strategy. The one thing I read tonight before ready, you know, coming on your show, I want to see what all they said. The one thing that just stuck out, it made my stomach churn, is when John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, agreed with the president that, you know, we can utilize the Syrian rebels. And I thought, here we go. I mean, how do we know who they are? We give them money and equipment, and they just run right to ISIS. So I think they better be very, very cautious on that part of it. They're going to need the Iranians. They're going to need, you know, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis. But dealing with who is whom in Syria, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Then there's this other thing that happened in the House. The House voted to condemn the administration, shocker, over the Taliban prisoner swap. This was the Bo Bergdahl thing, as you know, for the five from Guantanamo. You're not surprised by this, right?
Well, you know, I actually was, in the sense that I thought, you know, the Republicans, I thought, should really have been smarter than you know, the policy of doing this, because it's yet to be seen, you know, they don't know yet about Bergdahl and what did he do or why did he do it, et cetera. And to condemn the president, you know, did they want the president to weigh in with them? They know that he couldn't do that. You know, he made this decision. So I'm not surprised what the Republicans do. Anything, you know, if the president says right, they say left. But I was surprised they took this tactic. I really was.
And, you know, 22 Democrats voted for the resolution.
Yeah, and I think that has to be, there were 22 Democrats, and I have to assume that, you know, those are people that, I mean, some of them may have actually felt, you know, philosophically they want to do it, but it might be people that are in, you know, I don't know, tough districts. You know, but the top Democrat on the committee, Representative Adam Smith, who is a Democrat from Washington, argued that while Obama violated the law as passed by Congress, he didn't violate the higher law found in Article 2 of the Constitution. So it was a very technical, you know, argument about who violated what.
Yeah, interesting. We'll see. That probably goes no further, but it just was an interesting thing to come up and to argue that at this point. Absolutely. And one last one. James Carville quoted as saying the Republicans' Benghazi meter doesn't read victory. Do you think that's true? Is that a poor strategy to keep pounding that, nail that coffin to the Democrats and specifically to Hillary Clinton?
Oh, I think the Benghazi thing has been so over. Now, when they picked, the new chair of the new select committee, he's, a little bit more seasoned, obviously, than Darrow Issa, which anyone is. But that gave him a little breath of, well, maybe this will be different. I think it's done. It's way overdone. And they are not going to make this the nail in the coffin, the silver bullet for Hillary Clinton. It's just not going to happen. That'd be better to keep, toying with the IRS.
Go after Lois Lerner. It's the low-hanging fruit.
She's not connected to Hillary, so that's the problem.
I love it. All right, Bob Ney, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
On the heels of what Bob had to say, we are 8 weeks before the midterm elections, and there's a new poll out. I am the poll princess. The CNN ORC International poll showing that voters in some of these big demographics that we're talking about, or geographic areas that we're talking about, favor Republican candidates heading into November. And there's big concern over what does that mean. Concerning for the Democrats is that the Republicans have a 15-point advantage with independent voters on the generic ballot. The Republicans have an edge at this point in supporter enthusiasm. Are you surprised or not? Is it partially because of what we've seen lately with the presidency, what's come out of Washington? And there's a big push on, assuming that the Republicans have control of the House. Now, who's going to have control of the Senate 8 weeks before the election? Right now, as far as what people think in this poll, 46 support a Democratic majority, 42% Republican control, which this is a CNN ORC international poll. I think it's interesting because in the South, the majority of voters, 51%, not a surprise, seek a Republican-controlled Senate next year, which would make it very difficult in Arkansas, Louisiana, and North Carolina. In the rural areas, rural voters want to see a Republican-controlled Senate, 48% to 37%. And what does that mean for Democrats in places like Alaska and Colorado? And overall, Americans are upset with Capitol Hill, 83% saying they disapprove of how Congress is handling its job. Wow, 83%. That is a terrible number. 65% describe it as the worst Congress of their lifetime, well over 50%. And the current approval rating for Congress is 14%. Now, that is a little bit higher than the all-time low of 10% in September of 2013. But voter enthusiasm is nowhere to be found. It has dumped off. The last midterm elections in 2010, lots of enthusiasm. This time, a lot less enthusiasm for even going out to vote. So with that drop-off, who has the advantage as far as going to the polls? Would you believe, again, splitting those demographics up and the geographic regions, the Republicans do? Coming up, the president getting ready for his address to the nation primetime to explain a strategy for ISIS. That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise.
What the president will talk about in the speech tomorrow is what that next phase entails. Generally speaking, at the core of that next phase is understanding and protecting the core national security interests of the United States and protecting the American people. It means that the president believes that this is a high national security priority. And when you have priorities like this that emerge, the president believes it's important for the American people to understand what progress we have made so far.
Josh Ernest, actually, the White House spokesperson, giving us kind of a lay of the land when it comes to the president's speech, prime time, on Wednesday. A lot of things have to be answered here, including what we were just talking about with Bob Ney, the rumors about Syria and arming the rebels. So what does that mean? We'll take our chances with the Syrian rebels versus the Kurds. Do you remember we had Jeff Atticott on this show, who I consider to be a mind that is brilliant when it comes to breaking down terrorism. He's an expert in terrorism law and in examining all the various groups with their tentacles and how they reach out and try to acquire new assets, as he informs a lot of people of that in other parts of the world and even our own government. He's testified on the Hill several times. He thought what had to happen was getting involved with the Kurds. That's not really happening, although they have to be on board and would have to be part of it. But specifically looking to Syrian rebels, I think, can be a very dangerous game because of not knowing where their loyalties lie, of course, and ultimately what will they do with the money or the material or whatever it is that they gain by being pulled into the coalition. So that question has to be answered. There's some critical threats at work here. We know that. We can't do nothing. Do we continue airstrikes at the same level? Do we continue to do that? And then I mentioned just before this midterm elections and the effects of what's happening now on the midterms, which is why some people are trying to play it safe if they have shaky ground beneath their feet and they're an incumbent, because the Senate could go the way of the Republicans. You know, you're looking at 6-7 seats, and there's 7 or 8 that are shaky, to be sure. So there could be a big switch there. That would mean the Republicans would control Congress if the House were to stay the same, which it should. So the Senate is really the battleground in the midterm elections. This president's speech, which comes at an interesting time when this coalition that's going to be announced, is important on a lot of different fronts. One, because whatever happens, it's not going to happen overnight. It'll definitely carry well through the midterm elections. So this growing threat of the Islamic State there in front of our faces, with the midterm elections on our soil hovering around, this is critical as to what the president will say. And will that help Democrats who are looking for a little bit of a leg up? You know, I said I was the poll princess. I'm just going to give you one little snippet of another poll. Washington Post ABC released one on Tuesday, too. They found that a majority of Americans think Obama's presidency has been a failure. 51% say they disapprove of how he's handling his job. 42% say they approve. And, you know, polls are polls. So this is a rough time for Democrats right before a midterm. He's got to deliver some incredible, I think, speech, whether it's succinct, 15 minutes, whatever it is. Certainly no longer than 20, I can't imagine. If it's something meaty, filled with strategy, filled with ideas of this is what we're doing, these are the conversations I've had, perhaps that helps the Democrats. If it's broad strokes, it certainly doesn't help the Democrats. And so many people are now concerned about ISIS, are looking at the Islamic State and saying, yeah, we got to find, you know, after these two Americans were killed, all bets were off. Something has to happen. And with the president's numbers this low, there is some significant pressure of a different sort, political pressure, to really, really get it right. And what does that mean? And I think it means serious strategy, not just this is what we're working out, you know, vague things that don't have anything of value attached to it. I believe we're going to be really surprised, and there's going to be a lot of nuggets of information in the speech on Wednesday, partially because of that. Because what do we want to know? How is ISIS going to be beaten? How are they going to be defeated? Even Ryan Crocker, the ex-ambassador to Iraq, who the people in Iraq relied on so much, they begged him to stay on and on and on, and he was brought back in to help in Iraq, says that ISIS is absolutely a greater threat than Al-Qaeda ever was. So here is where he has to step up and be an effective leader if he's going to help the Democrats, really, in the midterm elections. That's what I think. And then explain, if there's the Syrian side to this with the rebels, explain what that looks like. Let us know what that looks like. And maybe it helps them. If not, and there isn't a lot of meat, as I'm going to just call it, without a lot of meat, a lot of strategy, I don't think that does the Democrats any favors whatsoever. And people are waiting, because people are still furious over Stephen Sotloff being executed and also James Foley being executed, you know, just a couple of weeks within each other. Coming up in our next hour, I want to tell you about this. We got a couple of really great guests. Sadly, we are marking the 13th anniversary of 9/11. I say sadly because it's an event that would have been best never happening on our shores, naturally. Too many people lost lives. Too many lives were altered as a result of what happened there. And we're going to talk to a fireman who almost was pulled right into the middle of it, but knew 25 firefighters who died and had just been at Ladder 3, one of the most devastated firehouses in New York. And then also a couple, Clifton and Michelle Cottam, who lost a daughter that was going to swim with the dolphins, was on a plane, and they started to hear about what was happening in New York and knew that she was somewhere, Asia Cottam, her name was, that she was somewhere back east getting on a plane and making her way to the dolphins. And unfortunately, she was on one of the planes. She was on the plane that smashed into the Pentagon. But what have they done since then? And what has Joe Bonanno, the firefighter, what has he done since 9/11, 13 years later? Because that's how long it will be. And in the meantime, there are some warnings with 9/11 approaching. Whenever that happens, there's always warnings because there is no 100%. We all know that. And with these airstrikes and the situation in Iraq, with the beheadings of the two American journalists that I just mentioned, there is a very giant shadow being cast this time around. There is no specific threats against New York now at this point. No specific threats, but yet they cannot layer enough protection on that city. New York is the biggest target we have and continues to be the biggest target that we have. John Miller, the former newsman, turned New York City Police Department Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, says that they're always concerned in the Big Apple, that there's always terrorism danger since the Twin Towers were destroyed, and that it's different. Before, it used to be just Al-Qaeda. Now, the threat's coming from more sophisticated mass marketers of terrorism, affiliate groups, foreign fighters, uprising militants, and just the idea of being connected to Al-Qaeda or Islamic State or one of those groups, that level has become that much bigger. New York is absolutely the top target, without a doubt. And when there was big events, I noticed this at the U.S. Open, I'd never seen police officers with machine guns, and I actually saw a few with machine guns. Same thing for the United Nations General Assembly and any of the September 11th commemorations. Critical, critical points. But you want to tune in for sure. Keep it locked and loaded here next hour. Those two really, really interesting conversations, both with a firefighter and the parents of Asia Cottam, too, and what they've done since they lost her. Hang with us.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Johnny, angry Johnny, this is Jezebel. I want to kill you, I want to blow you.
Casinos, cops, and condolences, the three C's, that's what we're talking about here. This is the condolence part. How about this? Unclaimed remains of some veterans are getting full-on military burials, which I think is terrific. There were the remains that were left of these veterans were unclaimed, imagine, in a Detroit morgue, and it included some guys who served in Vietnam. So the good news here is they're getting it right. You know why they're getting it right? Because they served. So if somebody's not alive to claim them, somebody doesn't know they're there, whatever the sad circumstance surrounding it, who cares? They serve the country. They're buried with full military honors Thursday in a Veterans Administration's National Cemetery. And the bodies are the last of about, did you realize this? I had no idea. 200 that were unclaimed and being held in the medical examiner's office. The civilian burials were completed last month. So these were remains that were there that finish up the rest of it. And the 13 all get caskets, and they make up the largest group of homeless service members that will be laid to rest. The actual cemetery is the Great Lakes National Cemetery in Oakland County's Holly Township. It's supposed to be really beautiful. I've never seen it, but I know some of these cemeteries. My grandfather is buried in Bushnell, and it's incredibly peaceful, and it's just an amazing place to go, and I'm so glad we did that. And in this case, here are these 13 who had no place to go, all died within the past 3 years, but they were left at the coroner's office,
and the service dates go back to the mid, go all the way back to the mid-1950s. At least one veteran, they believe, served in the Korean War. And they're all going to be buried. And think of the date, Thursday, September 11th, following a two-hour, 13-hearse procession from the morgue. State police are going to accompany the procession to the cemetery. I mean, the whole thing. And I think that is wonderful. Now, there's some people in Detroit that are complaining and saying, that's a lot of money. These people were homeless. They weren't claimed. And I was listening to some radio show on a big station in Detroit, and I couldn't believe it. Because I think that this is brilliant that they're doing it. Instead of just saying, yeah, they served, but, you know, this, how long ago was that? Or, I mean, come on. No way. I love it. And you know what's really cool is the funeral arrangements were totally coordinated by the Missing in America Project. They try to identify and verify the military service record of every deceased veteran. You know, this organization, which we'll have somebody on from them, they were founded just, you know, 7 years ago. And their whole goal, after seeing some horrifying things happen, was locating, identifying, and interning any of the remains of U.S. veterans that are unclaimed. Because sadly, there's much more than you could imagine. I mean, even the board of a group in Detroit called the Jewish Fund, that they support a lot of community things, and they helped to try to do what they could. They approved a grant of $60,000 to get the caskets, because the caskets weren't cheap. And this is when people started to complain. I think, are you kidding me? You have the Jewish Fund buying the caskets. You have this one group locating them to make sure, verify all of that. You also have, by the way, the Catholics, the Detroit Archdiocese, kicking in $400,000, yeah, for burial services and for maintenance. And they did this through collection plates. They told the story and got people to give a dollar here, $5 there, whatever. So I say bravo on you, Detroit. You got it right. And the community helped. They're actually not leaning on the city. They're not looking for the taxpayer to pick up the buck for that. Even though I think, honestly, of all the things that are funded, that's justified. How sad. Just sitting there, unidentified, and no place to go. So that's condolences. All right, cops is this. We saw what happened in Ferguson, and because of Ferguson, Congress is considering reviewing police military gear. There's kind of a pro side to this and kind of a negative side to this, because they're just considering it. They want to monitor, they say, and hold the police departments accountable across the United States that get more sophisticated, they're calling it, military equipment from the feds. And some of this we know was prompted for sure because of Ferguson. People upset about the shooting, number one, of Michael Brown, but also what happened afterwards. The armored tanks and things and what went on in the streets of Ferguson. I think this is more what this is about than anything else. Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, as you know, the senator, said the legislation may be the only way to make significant changes to the programs. She said she was concerned that much of the equipment being transferred from the Pentagon to police agencies was new stuff that the Defense Department bought but never used. And she said, what in the world are we doing buying things that we don't use? Senator Tom Carper from Delaware, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says the question is whether what our police receive matches what they truly need, and this is a key thing, to uphold the law. Did they truly need all of the gear that they had on? Was it like a militarized zone? Was it a terrible thing to see on the streets of America? And that's going to be part of that conversation. I think it's a good conversation to have. I mean, look, we've spent more money in committees on ridiculous things that never get solved versus, hey, let's have an intelligent conversation about this. What kind of gear are we talking about? What do they have? What's been used? What successfully worked? What's helped in many cases? You know, about $5 billion plus in military equipment has been given to local cop shops since this transfer program started in 1990. Only 4% of the gear has military attributes like MRPs, that kind of stuff, and military-grade weapons. So have the conversation. Absolutely. Have the conversation. Part of the whole idea was they, you know, there was the whole terrorism-related incidents and anti-drug things that were happening. I mean, even Senator Paul from Kentucky said he's worried that police departments are relying on that equipment to stop riots, like in Ferguson, that, you know, is this an overreach? And make sure it's not for suppression. Make sure it's not for suppression, that it's for protection necessary, and this is the way you have to go. So, I don't know. If I'm in some of those areas and the stuff becomes available and I'm weighing the options, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a coin flip because it depends on the specifics of what we're talking about. I think that gets lost in it. Every situation's different. It was ridiculous at one point what we saw in Ferguson, but there was also some unbelievable things happening to the cops. And then we go to casinos. So two major casino hotels closed in Atlantic City. I grew up give or take 40 minutes from Atlantic City. It used to be where they have the Miss America pageant. There was always talk about crime and the mob and everything else, but it still was the entry point, like the Atlantic City Expressway. Atlantic City was the entry point to the Jersey Shore for many of us. And now you see what it's going to turn into with these casinos going down. A couple of them, boom. And then you have Trump announcing plans to close the Trump Plaza, which has been there for a long time. So it's been a brutal couple of weeks in New Jersey with the casinos just falling by the wayside. Showboat, Revel Casino, Trump Plaza, and it's just 12 months of getting pounded, and it's the economy. And then it's also the leftover from the big superstorm, Sandy, that hit the Jersey Shore, I think, because it hit Atlantic City pretty badly. So you combine that with the economics of it, and bye-bye. There are people in the East Coast not far from Atlantic City that if they were going to go and take a trip and they wanted to gamble, they would fly to Las Vegas. So for Las Vegas, it gives them even more of a hold if more of these casinos are just folding in Atlantic City. But it's going to make it really, really ugly there. So Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, has to figure out what to do here. He just had a two-hour meeting with the Atlantic City mayor and the Tropicana chief executive and talked about the fact that it's a crisis, that there are people that lost jobs, and we're talking thousands and thousands of people that lose jobs in these situations because so many are employed by the casinos. So if they continue to fold, you could potentially have a massive disaster there of people without work. And for Chris Christie, as he has aspirations of running for president, you have the Bridgegate scandal, and now you have this problem with the casinos. So people are looking at him to see how he's dealing with it. Coming up, sports shorts, including a conversation about Ray Rice. The latest revelations.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In America, singing the Star Spangled Banner is an everyday occurrence in the world of sports, from the NBA to pro and college football, and everywhere in between. Where did it all start? That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Depending on what historian you believe, in the late 1800s, the Francis Scott Key's Star Spangled Banner started to be sung at baseball games. It was played officially at a major league game, 1918, when Boston took on the Cubs in the World Series, winning the championship. Imagine the anthem being sung during the seventh inning stretch, and then the great Babe Ruth coming up to bat. And this was during World War I. Just 10 days into the Persian Gulf War in 92, Whitney Houston took the field in Tampa to sing the anthem at the Super Bowl. Her rendition would shatter all records and was re-released weeks after the tragedy of 9/11. Music superstar Beyonce said as a kid she can remember watching Houston sing the anthem and crying. She would later go on to sing it herself in 2004. One thing's for sure, whether it's a Major League Baseball game, an American athlete receiving an Olympic gold medal, or before the kickoff of an NFL game, the anthem, now 200 years old, is synonymous with sports in the U.S. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts. Star Spangled Banner. Boy, I've seen some people butcher the Star Spangled Banner, but I can remember 9/11's coming up. Right after 9/11, there was no sports. Baseball was toast. Football was toast for a couple of weeks, if you remember, and I was at a Mets game a few weeks after that, after everything had come back online, and I was in the press box, and I can remember Liza Minnelli was on the field. They did a whole big patriotic thing and had police and firemen there and did the Star Spangled Banner. And let me tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, including in the hardened press box where you have those New York writers who are not easy to crack, and they were definitely flooded with some tears. So the Star Spangled Banner with sports has played in some interesting situations. And particularly when it has to do with things with war, was what I mentioned there in the sports shorts, how World War One, and then it's the start of the first official Star-Spangled Banner in Major League Baseball, and how significant that was, because that series, that World Series, just a little fun tidbit for you, between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs, it was hard to fill the stadiums then. This was right at right in the middle, almost the end actually, of World War One, and so people were really freaked out by all of that and were keeping the little money they had. They were scared, worried, that kind of stuff. So yes, they had some fans, but not full to the brim. And of course, the great Sultan of SWAT, Babe Ruth, that was his moment with the Bo Sox, and then the rest is history, as they say after that. Speaking of history, Ray Rice's history as of the other day, no more football. His contract was terminated by the Ravens, and the NFL suspended him. Boom, he's suspended. And there's been massive fallout from this as a result. One of them is the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, saying that the NFL had not seen the Rice video. You might have heard me mention this the other day. How can a league as powerful as the NFL not say they had not seen the video, asked for the video, any of that kind of stuff, when TMZ, the gossip website and television show, gets a hold of it and pumps it out there? That's ridiculous. And is it a cover-up? It's because some NFL folks went to the casino, saw video, so what does that mean? You know, especially that casino, there is tape rolling in the elevators. And you could see clearly Rice punching his fiance then, who's now his wife, and then just pulling her body out of the elevator, and certainly the rest is secretive, is history too. Goodell said what he saw on the elevator videotape was graphic and sickening. He said he first became aware of the video was available online when his staff told him there's new evidence of video you need to see. Oh, Matt, what do you think? Do you think the NFL is covering something up?
I mean, there's lots of different things here. That is definitely one of them, and I think Goodell might not last, just given the recent things that happened. I don't think a lot of people in the NFL are very happy with him. But then you have another facet, too, with that I was thinking about, and Ray Rice was already suspended two games. That was over and done with.
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, the players' union, I think, would have a hard time fighting on his behalf, just given what would happen in the public arena. But he would have a legal case, I think, because he's already been suspended, and then they're suspending him again for this exact same thing.
I agree with you. I think that they could take the case up, the players' union, and because they already handed their decision down, they could appeal it and go up against the NFL. Who knows? Because seeing the football player smash her in the face and her head crack against her head smash against the railing and all of that is unbelievable. So what would happen there? But you're right. From a legal point of view, I think there is a challenge there, and then that makes it worse for the NFL. For the Ravens side of it, they can cut him because they could cut him on a morals clause. They did already cut him. Yeah, then because of the morals clause. So what I mean is, legally, there's nothing that can be done there. But with the NFL, you're right. If I'm the players' union, on principle, and that would be interesting. On principle, do you get him? You're involved. He's the player. Do you get involved? And then what happens after that? I don't think they win, though, because of I don't think they win because of how graphic it was in the NFL trying to lie and say, whoops, did I say lie? Try to say that they didn't see the full video and whatever. But there is more to come with this. There's no question about that. This is not cut and dried anymore. But it makes the NFL look worse because of the already light suspension anyway in the first place. And then, Matt, how about this? His wife, Janae, was furious. She came out and said she slammed the media and said that the media has ruined their lives, that all this man wanted to do was play football his whole life, and he busted his rear end to do that. And now it's shattered and gone, and they interfered and did this to them and have ruined their lives. Wow, what do you make of that?
I mean, I see her point, definitely. And being, you know, the victim she is, it's probably a little troubling having her, the image of her, you know, before it was just her getting dragged out of the elevator, which is already disgusting. But now it's the actual image of her hitting her head in the elevator and all this. It's being played on every outlet. Mm-hmm. And it's her reliving it over and over again. Now, you know, after probably trying to work on it, going through counseling, doing all these different things, all of a sudden it's right in their faces again. And I see her point. And I think it goes back to the original thing that the NFL didn't do enough originally to handle this case the way it should have been.
Yeah, and that, so it becomes a problem. They make it worse for everyone all the way around. And you're right, if she's a victim, which she is, no matter how you look at that, she's reliving that over and over again, absolutely. And it's pumped out, as you say, across the board, all over the place, on the tube. People who know nothing about football are seeing this video, and they're talking about the domestic violence issue of it. It's not just an ESPN, NBC, CBS thing that's being shown on a website or something, and then, oh, throw in TMZ. It's beyond sports. It's so off the charts on so many levels. And she said, you know, if you try to embarrass us, you've done that. If your intentions were to hurt us, embarrass us, make us feel alone, take all happiness away. You've succeeded on so many levels. Just know you've succeeded on so many levels. I mean, she was freaked out because I'm certain he was also freaked out. And she said, you're taking something away from the man I love that he has worked his blank off, like I said, for all of his life to gain ratings, and it's horrible. This is our life, what you don't get. So there are a lot of different angles to this that still will be played out in the upcoming weeks, to be sure. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.